Okay. Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam. The laws of Hilchos Erevin, Perek Beis, Halacha Dalid, Chapter 2, Law 4. Getting more complex here. Again, we're dealing with an Erev Chatzeros, or a Shituf, or combining either homes into a courtyard, or courtyards into an alley. And we now have discussed how everyone has to be part of this Shituf, or this Erev Chatzeros, and what happens if one person is not part of it. So he said if one person is not part of it, his separate ownership will not allow anybody to carry within the courtyard at all. And the only way you have out of that is if he nullifies his rights to everyone else, and if he nullifies his total rights to his home and to the courtyard, then he can become a guest, and then everybody can carry. People can carry because they have all the rights, and he has no rights, and he's a guest, and guests can be brought in. Then we discussed as well, what if everybody who made an Erev would nullify their rights to the guest, to the guy who didn't make his Erev, suggesting maybe they'll all be guests. And we said, you can't have that many people halachically being considered guests. You can't have everybody nullify their rights against the guests. Okay, so halacha dalid.
Is there an amount in between then?
Well,
one can, everyone can't, so is it
50%? So let's take a look. Let's keep going. We'll see some more examples here, okay? Every halacha now is one we got to really think a bit on. Everyone needs every halacha needs our brains here. How you elu shel eru shnayim oyoser? So let's say two people didn't become part of the eruv. Okay, so what did we say if one guy didn't? If he nullifies himself totally, his rights and everything, then everyone can carry and he can be the guest. So now im bitlu reshusam avarim. What if these two guys nullify their rights to the property? Everybody else who made an Erev can carry because these two guys have relinquished their rights. However, Elu Shelo Erev, but the two guys who didn't make the Erev and now relinquished their rights, Asurin, they cannot carry in there. Why? Because you can't have more than one guest in these situations.
The whole community?
That's right. In this case of non-making an Erev turned into a guest. Remember, if I want to invite 50 people to my house, I can invite as many as I want. But if the guy was originally a homeowner, he's nullifying himself. So last halacha we said we can't have everybody nullify to him.
Right.
We said one guy can nullify to the group. Now we've already been more precise on the number. Anything more than one cannot be nullified. Right. So two guys did not make an Erev, even though they can nullify their rights, and now everybody else can carry, because they're not part of the thing, but now to come in as guests, more than one guest does not work.
When we say one guy, we're talking about one male.
Yeah, or one person, or one household, doesn't matter. It's one household.
You have, let's say, more than one, like his children.
Doesn't matter, it's one household.
One household.
It's that household.
Because okay. That's the only thing that's being excluded.
Right.
And not participating.
Right. Now, next point. So now let's see if we can, so we're trying to figure out if two guys have an Erev, can we somehow get everybody to use this Erev? So we said, nope, so far, everybody else can, but those two guys can't. Okay, maybe we can reverse things. How about now, the people, let's say all the people who made the Eruv, what if they all nullify themselves to these two guys? Right? So, the Ein Hama'orvin, now let's look, what did we say before?
What if we tried that before?
What if everybody would nullify to one guy who didn't do it? What would be the halacha?
No,
what would be the halacha?
They can't all be guests.
They can't all be guests, but could he carry throughout the whole chutzner and they couldn't carry?
I guess if they nullify to him, he can...
Let's say one guy did not... 20 guys made an Erev, one guy didn't. And for whatever reason, the 20 guys, they want to all nullify their ownership to the one.
When?
I don't care when.
During Shabbos?
Yeah, well, we said you can do it on Shabbos. We learned that yesterday. That's a chiddush. You can't make
you
a kinyon.
Change?
Yes.
You can change
status
on Shabbos?
Yes.
After the start of the
yes.
Day.
We learned it. What do you want from me?
Does the Shulchan Aruch hold like that?
Why shouldn't it? We went through this all yesterday. Martin, you got to listen to the table. We explained it all in great detail. Trust me. We're not talking about an Erev an heir of Tavshilin over here. That's been,
I know. We're, talking about,
and we're not even technically making a kinyan. It's not a kinyan of property. It's just relinquishing my rights. So that's already a different. It's already a different story. But anyway, what's the story here? So what if theoretically everybody relinquished their rights to the one guy who didn't do it?
So he has rights to everything.
He couldn't. They couldn't have anything.
Right.
But he could have
do nothing.
But what if now say everyone relinquishes their rights to the two guys who didn't do it? Would it help for the two guys?
The way the rabbi asked, I'd say no.
Okay, you see, here it is. If we have just two guys that nullify...
20 guys made an Eruv. Two guys did not make any Eruv.
So they're out of
now, the Now, right now, the two guys couldn't carry.
Right.
And more than that, the 20 guys can't carry either. Nobody can carry. Nobody can carry.
Nobody.
So nobody can carry. That's not going to help anybody. So now the question is, who's going to be nice? So the two guys nullify their ability. What happens? Everybody else can carry, but the two guys can't carry. Okay, well, the two guys are a bunch of not nice guys. Not only do we not take part, but we're not even going to nullify our things. So what comes out? Can anybody carry anywhere?
Nope.
No. No. So let's say, you know, the 18 guy says, you know, these guys are slobs, but why should we be slobs also? Nobody can carry now. We'll all relinquish for them. At least those two guys can carry. Want to be nice?
Because they're not partners.
Will it help?
No.
Why not?
Absolutely not. Because they didn't.
Because the two didn't make an error for themselves.
They've got to be
together. So what are you going to do? You're going to nullify all your property. Fine. So what do you got? Two guys who didn't make an error. So they still can't carry.
Could they subsequently make one between
them? So it won't have... It's coming.
I'm not.
That's good learning. It's good learning. You're anticipating the next... Yeah. So let's say the first case inside, okay? The Einam Arvim, let's say the guys who did make an Erev, they can't Yechom Levakel Rishusim, they can't nullify their property rights, L'shnayim Shlever, to the two who didn't. Why? Shekol Lechemem O Mei O Selcher, each one prohibits the other one. So that ain't gonna help. Let's say, okay, well, they'll all give up their property rights to the two, and then one will give to the two. One will give to the other. V'afilu Chazer Echad Shel Erev. Let's say even after that happened, one guy would turn around who didn't make an Erev, Ubito Rishusa L'Shein Shlever, and he'll nullify his rights to the second guy who didn't make an Erev.
No help.
Hareza Osa, they'll still be Usher one to another. Why? Shabishah Shabit Lulama Arvin. Once the guy, when the guys who made the Erev made the, gave up their thing, still, Usher, it was still prohibited. So he didn't have anything, to use when they gave it to him. Since he and the other guy were prohibited already, even after they gave, he was still prohibited, so there's nothing for him to give to them.
So he did it before, and then they did
he
it.
He can give his that one, maybe he can give his one, but he can't give the other 18.
No, but let's say before they gave up, he then
if
gave
he
it
ceded
over.
His rights before the other 18
and then they
ceded,
came.
Then, that's possible, but that's not the case here. Okay. Oh, because that doesn't work. Now the next case is very hard because the Rambam is so cryptic and all the Mefarshim say this Rambam is based on a Gemara. It only makes sense if you explain it the way the Gemara says it, and they're all wondering why didn't the Rambam explain it that way. So I'm going to read the lines. It won't make any sense, and then we'll reread it with the explanation. Echad she'eriv, if one guy made an eriv, einam avatel rishus to lechad shloir. If he can't nullify his rishus to the one guy who didn't make an eriv. Avalechad Shaloyer, for the one who didn't make an Erev, Mavatul Rishus Lechad Shaloyer, he can nullify his Rishus to the one who did make an Erev. What is that talking about? So we're sitting on a case where two guys made an Erev and a third guy did not. That was the case. Two guys made an Erev, third guy did not. So what's normal, what's going to happen if nothing else happens? Nobody can carry.
They're
in the same courtyard.
Okay.
Nobody can carry, right? What if the third guy nullifies his Rishus?
Now we can.
Then the other two guys can carry.
Now we can carry.
Okay. Now the next line that says, the Echad She'erev, it says, and on that it says, the one who makes the Erev, meaning one of the two that made the Erev, he can't be Mavatel his Rishus to the third guy. So what's going on over here? Why couldn't he Mavatel his Rishus? Because they're going to say there's still two people who didn't make an Erev. So what's going on over here? So we have to add a little factor over here. We're going to say that one of the two guys died. Okay? That's what they're adding out of here. That one of the two guys died. Okay?
Whoa.
So
that's
now...
Drastic.
Okay, so now how do we fit this case again? So again...
One-on-one.
So they had two guys made an Erev. One guy did not make an Erev.
What about
right? Now, one of the two guys who was made the Erev, he dies. So now, let's read the words of the Rambam. Echad she'erev. So now the one who made the Erev, Einem avatel reshuso le'echad shelo Erev. He can't nullify his reshus to the one who didn't make the Erev. Why not?
Because he's dead.
No, to the other one who didn't make the Erev. Remember, there are three guys.
But the two who made the Erev, which one of the two died?
No.
Which one of the two died?
I don't care.
One of them died.
It doesn't matter?
One of them died.
Right.
Now, you got one guy who's alive.
Right.
And the guy who made the Erev, all right, cannot be Mevatel his Rishus to the guy who didn't make the Erev.
That's right.
Why can't he?
Well, how will that help? Because they don't have an agreement together. And then there's only two guys.
And what about the guy who died? There's nothing for him to give away.
Yeah, he has nothing.
So even if he gives his thing, the other part isn't given.
Yeah.
Right? But what about, you understand? He had two guys made an Erev, third guy didn't. Third guy can't carry, two guys can't carry. Nobody can carry, right? Now, one of the two dies. So now what if the guy who made the Erev says, I nullify my rishus to you?
The other one can't participate.
Nobody
still isn't going to help because the guy who died couldn't give it away. But what if a guy who didn't make the Erev now, after the second guy dies, can he mevatel his rishus to lachach Erev? He can nullify his rishus to the one guy who's left, because the one guy who's left already had an Erev with the second guy who died.
Now we're back in business.
And now, that's right, the guy who died, I was already allowed to carry in his spot. Right? In the first case, one guy nullified, but the second guy who died didn't nullify. So now the third guy can't get in.
So as long as he dies on Shabbos, let me ask you a question. If he dies on Shabbos, so that doesn't preclude the agreement that they've already made, even though he's not around anymore,
right.
The agreement still stands.
Right.
So therefore, that agreement stands so that he can come and negate his stuff.
The third guy will nullify.
And it stands because he still has the pre-existing agreement before Shabbos begins.
So the agreement flows to the person who inherited the property?
We're not getting into the heritage of the property now.
But
that's going to be a new factor that we're going to have to...
agreement with? The guy's not there anymore.
When Shabbos started, we were able to use it.
Yeah.
Remember, once it started on Shabbos, it's good enough. Yeah. Remember what we said? Once Shabbos, whatever the status is on Shabbos, you can't go back on that. You can only increase if people nullify. When Shabbos had, the two of us were together. We were together. I can go with you, you can go with me. It was a technical problem. The third guy messed it up.
Do we have to presume that the person who died had no family in that same...
All right, that was...
Okay, but they're out of town, so it's irrelevant.
Well, let's just leave it for that. We're going to talk about inheritors soon. Let's leave inheritors for later, okay?
I wasn't even thinking about... cannot carry, and the guy
who make the Erev could carry.
With the partner who died...
Now, you can think about it, but wait a minute, if he nullified...
Who's nullifying?
If the guy,
the non-Arab guy,
he's Mavatos Rishus, couldn't he now be a guest?
Sure could, 100%.
Can he be a guest of the deceased?
Well, I wouldn't go
one
there.
Guest, one guest on thought. One guy. One guest on one guy. Everybody could carry.
At least the live guy.
One guest on one guy.
He'd have a choice.
Right?
No, but does he get
to the one, right? Two couldn't be mavatel to the one because couldn't have two guests on one guy.
Yeah.
And with the one guy dying,
now you got
he can't be mavatel anyway.
Right.
The one guy who's alive is mavatel, the guy who didn't make the Erev. We're still missing the second guy.
If the only guy who didn't make the Erev mavatels, he could come as the guest, therefore, and he's back in the loop.
Right.
But the guy who's on first? The guy who chose not to participate.
We need a piece of paper. We need a board. Yeah. Right.
The guy who chose
not to participate.
Can he carry in the deceased resident as well?
Into his house?
Yeah.
As a guest.
Yeah.
But can you be a guest of a deceased?
Doesn't matter.
He's a guest of the other guy. Once you're a guest of the other guy, you're in.
And the other guy has right to carry in the deceased.
And as a guest, I can come in because I have nothing to do with this courtyard anymore. That was the whole rule we said before.
Right.
Let's say 20 guys made it, one guy didn't, and now he nullifies. I have no rights to this domain.
Right.
So I'm a guest. One guest we allow. So what's the difference here? It's one guest. The first two guys made an agreement. That agreement's there. The problem is the third guy was holding it back. Now the third guy...
So this third guy can look through the agreement between the two guys and carry in both of those.
As long as he's nullified his stuff.
Yeah,
right?
He has to nullify it
first. Moving on. Halacha,
yep.
Hey, let's move on. Okay, now look at the picture on page 37. You have courtyard A and courtyard B.
There's a cab.
Okay. And you got Rosh Hashanah Rabbim C, Rosh Hashanah Rabbim C. Okay. Now, the guy in A would like to be able to go through B's property to get to this side on the right, and the guy in B wants to go through A to get to C. And they can't do that right yet because this one, you know, if you haven't made any agreements, you just can't go through somebody else's courtyard. So now, Kishem Shabal Habayis Zeh, Mevatel Rishuso Labal Habayis Zeh, Bechotzer Achas, Kach Mevatlin Mechotzer Mechotzer. Just like we say that one Baal Habayis in one home can nullify his Rishus to another guy, right? We already said you can nullify your Rishus. You didn't make an error, you can nullify. So So you can be mevatel from a chotzer to a chotzer. In other words, two chotzeros are opening one to the other, right? Even though one can't prohibit one to walk into one chotzer, but if you want to pass through, you can. So you got to do something to make that happen. So if one guy is mevatel his rights to the other, you could do bittel just like you mevatel can nullify your rights. From your house to the chutzner, you can nullify your rights from your chutzner to the other guy's chutzner. So that's the same principle. Okay, that's not too difficult. Now the next halacha is really cute. Umevatlin v'chozim mevatlin. And now we can mevatl and continue to and re-mevatl back and forth. Wow. Let's give the case, a very interesting case. Ketzad, give me an example. Shnaim sheshurim b'chutzner v'lo erev echad mehem. Two guys are opening up to a chutzner and neither one made an erev. No, made an erev. And they didn't realize themselves, oh, give up, we didn't make an erev. I can't get. Let's say they both have, let's say very simple, they both have kids with strollers.
Oh boy.
Right? And let's say there's a Hashkama minion, and then there's a later minion.
It happens.
So now, and usually they make they forgot to make the erev chatzeris. They would have made it, they forgot. So right now, can anybody carry?
No.
But can we devise a way that they can both take their kids to shul?
Sure could.
So this is what they do.
Right here.
This is what they do. What happens? Mevatel velo erev. Let's look again. Shnaim shurim shurchas velo erev echmehem. So mevatel rishus l'sheni. One guy A will nullify his right to the other guy. So now what happens to B? V'nimtza sheni metal to rishus l'shibita lo chavero atches etrochav. So B now can use the chutzner for whatever he needs, so he's taking care of all his needs. Now, so let's say the guy B has to go to the Hashkama minion with the stroller. So the Hashkama minion is real, it's nates. In the summertime. So it's 5:30. So he nullifies his property rights. So from 5:30 he comes back at 8:30. So look, I've made use that I need today. Okay, now I have all the property rights. Now B will turn around and nullify himself and give all the property rights to A. Now he nullifies and allows the first one. Now the first is great. Now we can go to the regular minion. Now he can carry, the first guy can carry now because the second guy has relinquished his rights. You go back and forth now for early mincha, late mincha, back and forth throughout the day.
The class, you know, the
you
early
see,
class.
So, there
early
you
class.
See, because it's all happening on Shabbos, Martin.
All on Shabbos. They can't go together.
They can't go together. No. Together they can't go, but at least they can take shifts.
Right.
That's how far this relinquishing rights can go. So far, you can keep rotating it back and forth without it, without a problem. It's 100% legal.
You have to do it this way with the relinquishing rights.
You didn't make the error. You can't make an error on Shabbos.
So this is the method you use on Shabbos to be able to do so.
That's right. That both of them can make use of it at different times during a single Shabbos. And now just one little added point. Now this is the center point is a chutzner. What if you have two houses, but it's not and a chutzner is nice and it's paved and it's clean. But what if you have a churva in the middle, a ruin in the middle, a junkyard, like a broken house and everything. You got a house, and instead of a chutzner in between the two, you got just a ruined status. So will we allow nullification to work in a churva, in a ruined place? So the Rambam says yes. You can nullify your domain, your property rights, opening up into a churba, into a destroyed area, just like with a chatzir, because there's nobody living there, the two houses open up, and without an eruv, they're not allowed. But the bittul helps just like anywhere else. Now what's the chiddush? I had it down somewhere. Which? What is the chiddush? Is it 15? If an eruv is not made, they're going to carry the rabbis. No, I forgot what the chiddush is. But I mean, the
did
question.
Did you look at Kav Zayin? Kav Zayin is the note.
So because we might have thought that bittul only nullifying your rishus only helps with right. A chatzir where a person does most of his uses in a chatzir. But I would think in a destroyed area not. So the chiddush is even in a destroyed area you have what to relinquish.
Yeah.
Okay, now we have an interesting one involved. What if the guy does like this? He says, okay, I'm going to relinquish. And then the 20 guy says, come on man, you know, nobody can carry because of you. Now will you please relinquish your rights? Okay, I'll relinquish it. 5 minutes later, the guy relinquished it. Now he just goes into the courtyard and starts making use of the courtyard.
Oh, he didn't really relinquish.
So do we say he relinquished or did he not relinquish?
Oh boy.
Is he reneging or he can't renege? Right, he was under pressure, let's say. I guess, what the heck, why did I give in to that? Forget it, I'm going to go in there. Now, will that undo what he did? Or we say, no, now,
yes.
Now he's a transgressor. You have two ways of looking at it. Will you say he undid it, he never meant what he said? We'll say he meant what he said, and now he is a violator.
Well, it depends how he's violating.
He's called a trespasser.
Right. So that's the... Why can't he be a guest?
No.
Why can't he be a guest? Okay, that's a good question. Let's say it was two guys.
Yeah.
So he couldn't be a guest. Let's just say that for an example. But
what do you mean two guys now disqualify the whole
thing? Or more than that, but once he's relinquished, if you relinquish, you can't make use of it. He relinquished it, now he started to put out his table and this and that.
Let's say he
forgot. That's not a guest anymore. You know, you can be a guest means I walk into the guy's house, I'm a guest.
You can walk through it.
Okay, but yeah. Let's say you can have a scenario.
A guest can only do what a guest does. Let's say he starts, you know, moving furniture and this and that. That ain't a guest anymore.
So let's say he's there and his wife says, after he relinquishes his wife, says, dear, did you go do this out in the yard? Oi! And he forgot all about his relinquishing, he goes out and does it.
Okay, so let's see what the Rambam says. We've given a good intro. So now, Misha bittul reshus. So what if a guy nullified his reshus? But v'chazer v'tiltal v'reshus so shebittul. Now he goes and starts carrying, moving things around in the area he just nullified. So if he knew what he was doing, then I raised also, now he has made it prohibited them. It's like he reneged on the nullification as if it was cancelled.
So there's no...
Why? Sharei lo amavidu. He didn't stand by his word.
But show
his you. Actions contradict what he said. Right? Being b'shogeg also, but it's by mistake, then ain't no oser. Sherei omer vidle. He remains with his word. He just forgot. Forgetting is something else. That didn't mean you intentionally undid what you did. Now, b'med, when do we say this? But it seems up to this point, the other people have nothing to do to prevent him. It seems it all depends on what he does.
Yeah.
Ram says, yeah, but this is only if everybody just sat by and did nothing. What if the guy said I relinquished it, and immediately everyone started making full use of that chutzner? He relinquished, and boom, there's 20 dining room tables out in the chutzner.
Whoa.
Okay, now they've, what are we saying? They've done, they've...
Instead of acquired the use
they,
of...
They've...
Acquired?
Not acquired. They've acted upon his relinquishing. And they've now taken an active part of the property that he's relinquished on. She says, but Medrim, when do we say it's possible, maybe he can undo it? The other guys didn't precede him and go take hold of what's going on. What if they went and brought, they took hold of it and put everything out there? And then, he carries, he can't do anything to them because they've already taken full advantage. And the Gemara gives a story from Gamliel, where there was a particular tzeduki who were not exactly friendly to the Jews, who had a house that moved, that had shared into the Mavui. And they asked him, will you relinquish? And he relinquished. And he told them, and says, hurry up, right away, fill the Mavui up with stuff before he changes his mind. And that's how they're able to do that. Okay, moving on.
Once
you do one
that,
more, one more, Zion.
Once you've acted upon it,
that'd be a good place to stop after Zion.
Then it's good for all of Shabbos.
Good for Shabbos, because they made good on his relinquishing, and he can't undo the relinquishing. Now, another case now. Shnei batim b'shnei tzidei rishus harabim. Let's say I have two houses on two sides of a Rishus HaRabim. Clearly, the guy in house A cannot carry the house B. There's a Rishus HaRabim in between the two of them. That's clear. They can't carry, right?
Right.
Correct?
Yeah, because you can't go...
You're on one side of Bathurst, the other guy on the other side of Bathurst. No. Can't carry. But, guess what happened on Shabbos? Okay? V'hikifu goyim mechitza b'Shabbos. All the goyim, the city, decided to build a wall around the whole city on Shabbos.
Hmm.
So now, let's think for a minute. Let's think for a minute.
They built it on Shabbos?
On Shabbos. Goy can build anything they want on Shabbos.
You didn't ask them.
And now the two Jews say, hey, this is amazing. Look what the city did. They built walls around
the city. Okay, but the question is, what was
Shabbos? On Shabbos. So now, guess what? You know, let's make an Erev now. Let's make an Erev right now, because now we technically could carry.
No.
So he says... Or let's say, better yet, let's say, forget about the Erev. Let's say, I'll be mavatl my rights in the morning, and you'll be mavatl your rights in the afternoon, just like we said we did in two halachas before. You kept making Erev. I agree, you kept making Erev. Let me be mavatl my rishus.
Where, across the rishus to rub them?
Yeah.
How are you going to do that?
Because we're the only two Jews in the city. There's no other Jews in the city. Just the two of us. And we'll see, we don't have to worry about the goyim. We'll see. We'll see that. Just hang on. But the goyim went and built it all up for us. So all can you be mavatul rishus on Shabbos? Two guys into a chatzah didn't make an error.
Yeah, yeah,
can they nullify their rights?
Yes.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
So now what happened? The goyim went and built a wall around the city. Effectively, rishus hayachad really could carry. Only Shlomo Melch says you can't carry. You have to make an error. Can't make an error if it's Shabbos. Too late to make an error. But can't I nullify my rights to going to the property just like in any old case? Could we do this? So Rambam says the following. There were two houses, each one going into Rosh Hashanah. And now the goyim surround it with a wall. And now they can't carry because they didn't make an Erev. So still, a Mevatlin Zelazah, they can't nullify one right to the other. And also, the Efshan La'arev Mamish, because they couldn't have made an Erev on the day before Shabbos. So since as Shabbos came, it was Usur Midoraisa when Shabbos came.
Right.
Because there was no Eruv.
It was a precedent.
So now once Shabbos came and biblically you couldn't carry, now that all of a sudden biblically you could carry, but once you biblically couldn't carry on Shabbos, that's the way it goes through the whole Shabbos.
Right.
However, it was only if on Erev Shabbos only rabbinically you couldn't carry.
Okay, well that's a different story.
If the wall was made before Shabbos
that's
and they didn't make the Erev, now it's only a question of relinquishing rights, then since they could carry biblically, they could relinquish the rights. Okay? Where am I now?
Okay. Mom,
now, next case. Okay. Echad mipnei chatzer shemes. Okay, so now let's say, which of my letters are Lamed Dalet? One second. Let's say there was a bunch of people who had a chatzer and they made an error before Shabbos. And everything was fine, everybody could carry. Okay? Now, one of the people of this chatzer now dies. And let's say there's nobody of his family members
left
in the chatzer.
Yeah. Just him.
And he put in the will, somebody will take over his property who does not live in this area. Now, if it's his son who, if he leaves his inheritance to his son who lives in the house, it's no problem. The son was in the chatzer, he was part of the Erev, nothing changes. But he willed his property to his cousin who lives across the street somewhere else.
Let's say two neighborhoods over.
Yeah. So let's say now, Shemes, the guy died, v'niach reshusu selechem yishuk, to somebody in the marketplace. Right? One of his children who lives somewhere else. And now this guy, the son now, here's his dad dies.
But when does he die? When does he die?
On Shabbos.
Okay, then it's the status stays like before Shabbos. You would
well, we don't know yet. He died. We didn't say when he died yet.
Okay.
And now the son who's outside, who lives outside, he says, I'm coming in and I'm going to start living in here.
Don't do that. Oh.
So now, imeis mi ba'od yom, if the father died before Shabbos came in.
It's a problem.
So what happens? That inheritor who was not part of the chutzner, he will now prohibit them from going in because before Shabbos you have one bona fide owner who has not been made the heir with them.
But if he died after Shabbos,
but if he dies after it gets dark, he can't make it also them. Why?
precedent was set.
Why? Because since they could already carry a Shabbos came in, it can't get undone.
Right.
And so, Eina Osra Aleim. Now, how about the Echad Min Hashuk? How about somebody from the market, from the marketplace, that lived in that Chatzir? He lived in that Chatzir. Shemais, and he died v'niach reshuso lechem ibnei chatzer, and he died and left his ownership to one of the other guys in the chatzer. Okay, what's the problem over here? Oh, one second, I forgot to add one point.
Yes.
And the guy did not take part of the Eruv.
Right.
In other words, let's repeat it again. There's a guy who lived there, right? Let me start again here. Where am I here? Ein osam. Ve'echad min hashuk shemes. One guy from the shuk, meaning to say, and he lived in the chotzer. He lived in the chotzer. He didn't make an heir with them. I don't know why they say he's in the shuk, but they say in the shuk. But he didn't make an heir with them.
No, in English it says he owns a house in the courtyard, but he lives outside.
I understand, but he didn't make an heir with them.
Right.
I don't know why it means he lives in the marketplace. What does it matter? I don't understand what it matters, because
it doesn't say he lives in the market. It means hashuk.
So he comes from the shuk, right? He owns property in the chatzir, but he lives in the shuk.
Right.
So I don't know why that matters. Let's say he lived in the property. I don't know. But anyway, he dies. Now he leaves his property to somebody else who lives in the chatzir. And that's good. But the problem is he didn't make an heir.
When did he die?
If he died before Shabbos, that's okay. Because now the portion goes to the guy in the chatzer. Ain't also, it doesn't prohibit their carrying. Because they all made an error. But if he dies after it got dark, and you can't make an error afterwards, also it's forbidden, unless the inheritor nullifies his reshus, and then everybody could come in and carry. That's where we're gonna end it for today. Tomorrow we get into Goyim being in your chutzpah.
Oh, that's a problem. Get him out of here.
Okay. Okay, so we went from 4 to 7 today. Okay.